From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. President Donald Trump is once again ramping up his rejection of stories about his campaign's alleged ties to Russia, calling them a total fabrication. Trump's latest outburst came at a West Virginia rally Thursday night, just hours after the Wall Street Journal reported that the special counsel has seated a grand jury into Russian interference in the election. Trump stayed in campaign mood, resorting to a familiar theme of us against them.
They're trying to cheat you out of the leadership you want with a fake story that is demeaning to all of us, and most importantly, demeaning to our country and demeaning to our Constitution.
As part of the probe, special counsel Robert Mueller's team is almost certain to get to the bottom of the meeting between Donald Jr., Trump advisors, and a Russian lawyer who have claimed to have incriminating evidence against Hillary Clinton. Additionally, CNN is reporting that Mueller's investigation is expanding to examine possible financial crimes, some unconnected to the 2016 election. Voters in Rwanda are choosing their next president Friday. As observers expect, most of the votes will be cast for longtime president Paul Kagame, who won the 2010 race with more than 90% of the vote. Andre Cerbera is a Rwandan voter. He says that as a Rwandan, it's very important to come and vote, and that's why I came early in the morning. Provisional results are expected later on Friday. For more, look at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Venezuela's National Constituent Assembly holds its first meeting in Caracas Friday, despite international outcry and opposition protests. The gathering of delegates elected to rewrite Venezuela's constitution is setting the stage for a possible showdown between President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition, which says the election was not fair. The United States has said it will not recognize the National Constituent Assembly, and opposition leaders are calling for mass protests on Friday. As U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarks on his first official trip to South Asia this week, the United States continues to call for a legally binding mechanism to prevent conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea from erupting into violent confrontations. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
Foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations are expected to endorse the framework of a code of conduct on the South China Sea as they gather in Manila. While the framework commits to cooperation over confrontation, it is also seen as bending to China's influence since it is not legally binding. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wants to work with China on differences without leading to open conflict. Among them is stepping up pressure against North Korea.
There is no future where North Korea holds nuclear weapons or the ability to deliver those nuclear weapons to anyone in the region, much less to the homeland.
Tillerson will be walking a fine line with the Southeast Asian bloc, seeking assurances from them to isolate Pyongyang without creating a perception that North Korea overshadows their concerns in the South China Sea. This is Cindy Sain in Washington.
A suicide bomber in Afghanistan has killed at least four people Thursday night in an attack on a convoy of foreign troops between Kabul and the largest American base in the country. Initial reports said three Afghan civilians died during the attack, and U.S. officials announced later that one soldier from NATO's Resolute Support mission was among the dead. More than a dozen people, both civilians and soldiers, were wounded. The Taliban told journalists the bomber was one of its men. Thursday's attack followed a Taliban attack in southern Afghanistan's Kandahar province that killed at least two American soldiers. The insurgents claimed the casualty toll was far higher. The Ethiopian parliament has lifted the state of emergency enacted last year following months of protests that have claimed hundreds of lives. The parliament, which convened Friday for a special session, approved the measure shortly after listening to a report presented by the defense minister. He said the country's current peace and security situation has improved, though there are some lingering security issues in parts of the country. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.